This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the 14th of July, and this is Tune In with Erica, kicking off a week on 1-2 Radio. Lovely to have your company. Nice to see you. To see you nice, as a comedian over here in the UK used to say. I've got a Facebook chat room up and running, as I always do, and I've put on it, the door is open, the 1-2 Radio door is open, and we're ready to give you a sonic hug. And we are. It is a pleasure to have your company, as always. I can see lots of people coming into the room already. If you would like to do that, and you're a Facebook person, and you've got the time to pop in, it would be lovely to see you. You could expect to get hugs from lovely people in there. Let's have a look to see who I've got in there. If you want to do it, very easy, go to 12radio.com. That's the website. Look at the menu on the left-hand side and you will see an option to chat. Come on in. Or if you're already in Facebook, just put in 12 Radio. It'll take you to the group. So let me have a look and see who I've gotten in here, tipping it to all comments. I have Pamela Snow, good morning to Tara. Serena, good morning to Serena, who also has her show here on 12 Radio and is behind the scenes keeping the whole thing running. A very big good morning hug to you, Serena. Thanks for getting up really early and taking care of us. Also, Laura Casdan Fulton. I can see Jennifer Hart is here. Jean McIntosh is here. Tara's here. And I'm sure I just saw Quelly come in the room as well. So I will be going in the room and doing your readings. I can see that people... And good morning to Renee, who's just come in the room. I will be going in there and doing you readings as we go along. It's still very warm here in the UK, so I've got my angel tarot. My faithful wisdom deck is so hot and bothered, it's sticking, so I'm not going to use that one today. I need to give it a kind of a cold shower or something to make it work. Anyway, as ever, I'll do the shout outs at the beginning. Those are the people who are in the Facebook chat room, but I know that not everybody can get in there. I do appreciate that. No criticism, no judgment. And I can see that Quelly's just made a comment. I'll go in the chat room and do it. But I do want to give a shout out to those who I know listen to this show. Erin, of course, I know that you listen to locally. I've got Sandy Jane Harris and Sarah Hammersley, and also Crystal Green and her friend Raksha. And slightly further up country from me, my new friend I've just met, who very kindly offered to put me up when I was doing a handpan course, Chrissy Smith, give you a shout out as well, in her gorgeous house near Bristol, and her fabulous four pooches as well. Shadow, Merlin, Poppy and Cassie, four huskies who must be struggling with this heat. I have a vision of them, Chrissy, just lying on the tiles of your kitchen floor, spark out with the heat. I hope they're doing okay. So, and also a shout out to Jennifer Hart, but I can see you in the chat room as well. I will do you a reading. So what am I going to talk about today? What was I given? Well, as ever, about 2 hours before this show, I had no idea, and then they've pointed out what it is that I need to be talking about. When I say they, I mean my spiritual team, who are wide. I have obviously my guardian angel and my spirit guide and my own soul wisdom and my dragons. And then I've been sending Reiki to a friend this morning. So there are various Reiki masters about me, and also ascended masters, deities, whomever would like to come in, light beings of benevolence from beyond, unicorns, whoever would like to come in to help, you would be very, very welcome. We love to have your guidance. So what did I get? I got trust the process. And as you must know by now, we are in a time of crazy astrology. I mean, this year is just phenomenal. I think it's good phenomenal, even when it challenges us. And boy, is it doing that. As a Libra, you know us Libras, we like the details. I'm afraid I'm one of those person who goes around the house straightening up pictures. We can nitpick, we can be over-controlling. We know that. We can micromanage, and you just cannot get away with that this year. I remember Mark Husson said on his show last week, Mark, you can fall about laughing now if you would like, he said that Libras normally get what they want in the end. We're good at manifesting it. That has to do with this, our intending. But, you know, the micromanaging has got to go. It really has. And hands up, I know I do that. You know, I'll put my manifestations out there and I have to be sit on my hands then and not try and micromanage and meddle, because I need to let the universe sort it out. And this year is so like that. I promise you, an example of my micromanaging is I was awake at 3 o'clock this morning, completely sleepless, running Italian, conjugating Italian verbs in my head. I mean, oh, go figure. Just that's the kind of thing my mind does. So, not a year for micromanaging. It's a year for letting go and trusting the process. There's Uranus has moved into Gemini. Now, I read somewhere that this week that it affects the sign across the clock, opposite. So opposite to Gemini, if you go around the clock, is Sagittarius. I have a Sag moon. So Mark, if you're listening, you can tell me whether this is correct. But I was told that it, therefore, this Uranus in Gemini is also going to affect me very much because I have a Sag moon. And I also have Jupiter in Cancer, and we're in Cancer. And the same astrologer did say to me, as the sun comes over my rising sign, it's going to change things up. All those outer planets are moving. Mercury is retrograde. White flag. I give in. I surrender control completely. The best advice I can share with you at this time, well, from my perspective, seeing life through my lens, and like you take from it what you like, is that the best advice I can give is do what you can in the moment and let the rest go. I recall that lovely line from Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean. While you're just hanging there, know this. The only thing that matters is what a man can do and what a man can't do. And that is just what it feels like. It's the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. So I hope that you will find that useful. Oh, and by the way, I'm expecting a delivery any minute now, a postal delivery. Supposed to arrive on Saturday. Supposed to arrive between 1 and 3 here today. Well, that was half an hour ago. No sign of it. So I can guarantee you, with the way things are going in Mercury retrograde, that the person is going to arrive at the door while I'm doing this show. I mean, I ask you, I'm only on air for half an hour once a week. And in that half hour, I can guarantee you I have all my phones turned off, because every person I've ever known will text me, WhatsApp me, phone me, message me, turn up, deliver things. You know that, you know that one. Thank you, Mercury retrograde. So that is the message for today. Where am I doing? Okay, I'm doing okay. Oh, by the way, if you're in France or you have French connections, you will be celebrating Le 14 Juillet today. That was back in 1789, the start of the French Revolution that changed everything up. And I hope we will not have a revolution quite as bloodthirsty as that. But my goodness, it does feel like there is a revolution going on in the world. And again, I'm not an astrologer, Mark, if you're listening. It would be interesting to know what the astrology was on Le 14 Juillet. That was the storming of the Bastille. I'm going to leave that one there. Okay, I have cards here. I have done a card for the day in case you're listening to this show on demand, or you're listening to the replay. I will get it to on demand as fast as I possibly can. You pick up the on demand by going to the website 12radio.com. The card I pulled out from the deck absolutely speaks to what I've just been saying. It is the Four of Air. In my deck, this has unicorns all over it. It is the Swords deck in Standard Tarot. It is to do with our intellect, our thoughts. And the Four of Air is these four unicorns resting. Most of them are asleep. One's kind of got a watchful eye, but most of them are asleep. It's taking time to rest. And because this is the air card, this is our thoughts, it's take a break from mental spin. And that's exactly the message I was given today. I mean, this coming from the person who was conjugating Italian verbs at 3 o'clock this morning. Allow more time before making a decision. meditation and calmness in however you find your calmness, whether you do, if you're not a person to sit in meditation, go for a walk and just monitor your breath as you take your steps, put your feet down. I've been doing that recently and it is remarkable what a difference it makes. Breathe in for 4 steps and breathe out for 4 steps and it just completely changes up your energy. So if that would be helpful to you today, please do it. Okay, looking at the clock, get on with doing the readings in the chat room, Erica. I'm just going to hit refresh so that I make sure I have all the latest comments and take a look down there. Bear with me while I turn everything the right way up so that I don't want most relevant. I want all comments. I don't care what Facebook thinks is relevant. So good morning. Good summer morning wishes from Northern California, says Laura Kasdan-Fulton. Thank you, Laura. You would like a message? Okay. Clear the deck. A message for Laura, please. Laura, you get the Ace of Air. Interesting. So this is about you might get inspiration, because again, it's air, it's the unicorns. This is actually a beautiful Pegasus on the front of this, spreading his or her wings. It's about getting brilliant ideas and inspiration or insight. It may be that you suddenly see the truth of a situation. The light bulb goes on. Sometimes the information we get with this card is a bit of a challenge because we have seen the truth of a situation, but it's also about don't let that stop you. It's like coming up to one of those sleeping policeman road bumps when you're traveling on along a road. It makes you slow up and take a look around, but you don't turn around and go back. You simply slow up, take a look, go over it. So it's that kind of energy, Laura, so I hope that's helpful. Good morning to my dear friend Jennifer Hart, who's just down the road here in Gulville in Penzance. You would like a card for the day. So I hope you're enjoying the sunshine. I know you like your sunshine. It did tip it down with rain early this morning. We have had a heat wave here in the UK, which I know will make you smile in parts of the US, because what we call a heat wave, you'd call a gentle spring, but we're not used to it. We don't have the infrastructure. Roads melted. So our heat wave is just calming down. So a card for Jennifer. The card comes out. All these air cards, all these unicorns today. We have unicorns abound. This is the king of air. This unicorn is being ridden by this king and lots of other supporting unicorns in the background, because this is the king energy. This is about speaking your mind with confidence, or it's about finding a professional advisor. And this can be legal advice, and you know what I'm talking about, Jennifer, because it's about clearing the air. This is always about, I call this the CEO of a business card. It's that kind of energy. It's clear-cut, objective conversation that quite often has to do with legal matters or balancing mental and emotional considerations. I think that this, in your case, is seeking or getting very clear-cut advice. I hope that will come true and it's useful, Jennifer. Jean McIntosh, good morning. Things are popping over where you are. Wow. You may be selling your house. Good luck with that. You would like a card. Okay, clear the deck. What can we tell Jean about selling a house? Oh, gosh, did you hear that fly out of the deck? Again, I'm not surprised, Jean. I put the card back. It has flown back out of the deck. I have the King of Air again, because this is to do with very keen intellect. It has to do with contracts and process. So I would say to you, because we're talking about selling a house here, be very clear in your mind how you want to sell the house, how you want to market it, and even more so, what you are willing to negotiate and accept as a price. And shop around for real estate agents as well. Tara Elizabeth sending us a gorgeous hug this morning. Thank you. Hug right back at you. Good morning to Pamela Snow. Or good afternoon. Thank you for acknowledging I'm in the UK. Good morning to Quelly. Grand afternoon. Bless you too. And saying the same to Serena and the 1-2 family. Good morning to Renee, sending that lovely wave. Pamela says, I'm dealing with someone who's attempting to micromanage me. Oh dear, I hope it's not a Libra at the moment. It's not sitting well with you. Help. Okay. Well, my advice, as I said, best practice, that the only way I can see to deal with this, speaking as a micromanager, is to be very present. Because micromanaging people, usually if you think about the process, they are projecting ahead. That's the whole point of micromanaging. They're trying to control what is coming up. And if you can stay very grounded and stay very present, it's very hard for that process to take hold. But let me just get you a card. So let me get Pamela a card. Card comes out. Interesting. Now I've got a very grounded Pamela, and I've got a grounded card. I have an earth card. This is a fairy with beautiful wings. It is the Ace of Earth, talking about an inflow of abundance or a promising business venture or important documents and contracts. So if they're trying to manage something like that, don't be railroaded or bullied or micromanaged into any kind of position. Just stay very grounded and hold your ground. I hope that's helpful, Pamela. Let me take a look further down. Good morning to Serena. Good morning, looking after us here on 1-2 Radio. Thank you. You like hearing my wisdom. Well, in this case, it's the wisdom of my cards, but you would love a card. Of course, it would be my pleasure. Don't forget, you can hear Serena with her own show later this morning here on 1-2 Radio. So clear the deck. What can I get out for Serena today? What would you like to tell? Whoa, there it comes. You have two cards, Serena. Now I get Major Arcana cards. So I have the Emperor. Well, that doesn't surprise me because you take care of 1-2 Radio. The Emperor is the ultimate manager that you want. They are compassionate, they're kind, but they know exactly what they're doing. So they're good at organization and logic and structure, but more to the point, leadership and support. It's that kind of patriarchal support that encourages but doesn't control. So a beautiful card to have, Serena, and it comes with also with the Star, which is Archangel Jophiel, which is about happy times, being long-term plans, that it's a good time to make them, because the Star is the card of inspiration rather than the thing actually materializing. So in what way are you inspired? Feel it. Inhabit it as if it's already happened, Serena, and good luck with that. Laura says, thank you for your message. You are very, very welcome. Let me just hit refresh because I can see I have a few minutes left and I just want to make sure that I've caught up with everybody. By the way, just to let you know the lineup today, right after me at the top of the hour, in about 12 minutes, is Mark Cosson's Astrology Hour, when I'm hoping he's going to explain everything to me. Kat is then here with the Intuition Hour at 9. Laurie the Love Sherpa is here at 10. Life Journeys with lovely Serena is here at 11. And then it's Fresh 55. And of course, if you can't catch any of those shows live, we always get them onto the replay on the on-demand system. So let me now go back to my own banner and take a look. Have I said hello to everybody who's clicked like? I think I have. Now I need to sort the comments out and just take a look at where we are. All comments. So going down them, I can see Laura. Pamela says, thank you, that did help. You've been having imaginary arguments with this person all morning. In that case, they're disturbing your peace of mind. And if you can ground yourself, and also when we do that, we connect psychically through our solar plexus. We create a cord of attachment. So as you send out, they send back. And that cord of attachment can get broader and broader and broader. So I would say ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords that are created by having imaginary arguments, and then stay very grounded and in your space, in the moment. As if, I don't know if you know that scene I was talking about in Pirates of the Caribbean. Jack Sparrow has just wrapped poor Will Turner around the, I think it's called the boom of a ship, and he's hanging over the water. And that's when Jack Sparrow said, the only thing that matters is what a man can do and what a man can't do. It's very in the moment. So you need to be in the moment. And what you can do is cut the cords and just not let that in any way rob your peace of mind. And if you can set that intention, that would be very helpful. Let me just take a look down further to make sure that I think I've got them. Yes, I think I've got them. Okay, I have a few minutes left. So what would be helpful to know? I know Mark's going to talk about Mercury retrograde, and also, if you happen to be listening, Mark, what was going on with the French Revolution? That would be interesting to know, because we are in such revolutionary times. It somehow feels like the whole world is changing how it thinks and feels. And in some ways, that is a really good thing. I mean, bloodthirsty as it was, some good things came out of the French Revolution, and we are going through very, very challenging times in some regards of politics, shall I say. I'm just going to leave that one there. But what good can come out of it? Well, a lot of community is coming out of it, because when people are challenged, good community comes. There have been a lot of things recently of challenging old ways of thinking and attitudes about the way that women in particular, and children and animals and other men, treat other men. You know, everything seems to be up for grabs. And although it's very challenging, and there was quite a lot of strong debate, shall I say, going on in the world at the moment, I think that's a good thing. It is challenging our beliefs, because beliefs are a truth in that moment, but beliefs can be changed. It's the argument of belief against knowledge. Belief is something that you attach to at the moment. Knowledge, to me, is something that goes much deeper and stands the test of time and is innate. And I think true knowledge, truths, are kind. They always make a difference. They always make life better. So I'll leave you with that thought in case it's helpful as well. They've just given me that to say. So one more card they're giving me. Now, that's interesting. It's an air card, and we've had all these air cards this morning from these unicorns. And they've given me the Three of Air. Now, in standard tarot, this is a very bloodthirsty card. I mean, it looks like a bloodbath, and I've just been talking about the French Revolution. It's about sadness and change, but it's a card that actually has a positive spin as well, because through the sadness or through the upheaval, we get a chance to heal. And it is that, obviously, that quotation, don't be afraid to be broken. That's where the light gets in as well. It's all those kind of thoughts. It's about forgiveness. It's about moving forward. It's about being prepared to be challenged and release things that we hold on to. That actually, do you know that one where that niggling feeling in the back of your mind that you know something isn't quite true, but you don't really want to be taking a look at it? Do you know that one? Well, I have a Chiron gong, and believe me, that gong unearths those little niggles absolutely beautifully. Okay, I am in the last minute of the show. I'm going to take one more very quick look, and then I'm going to sign off and make space for Mark Husson to take over and make sense of what is going on astrologically today. So bear with me as I click into all comments and whiz down to the end to make sure I have said good morning to everybody. Whew, great going I have. Okay, so that is it. I am in the last minute of my show. I'm going to make way for Mark Husson. I'm going to be fascinated to find out his thoughts on the Mercury retrograde and everything else that's going on. So thank you so much for joining me. As always, it is an absolute pleasure to have your company. Huge hugs to you. Have a wonderful week, whatever it brings. Stay grounded, and I'll see you at the same time next week. Until then, lots of love. Take care.